Accounts of Indian battles recall elephants uttering cries like cranes when they were pierced by swords. George Orwell wrote a classic account of how in Burma in the 1930s, he had to shoot a rogue male elephant and listen to its agonisingly slow death, some 30 minutes after the first bullets had struck.
It was obvious that the elephant would never rise again, that he was not dead. He was breathing very rhythmically with long, rattling gasps, his great mound of a side painfully rising and falling.
Orwell then tells of firing two more shots.
His body did not even jerk when the shots hit him. The tortured breathing continued without a pause. He was dying, very slowly and in great agony, but in some world remote from me where not even a bullet could damage him further. I felt that I'd got to put an end to that dreadful noise. It seemed dreadful to see the great beast lying there, powerless to move and yet powerless to die, and not even able to finish him. I sent back for my small rifle and poured shot after shot into his heart and down his throat. They seemed to make no impression. The tortured gasps continued as steadily as the ticking of a clock. In the end, I could stand it no longer and went away.
Spectators at Pompey's show in 55 BC wouldn't have been able to retreat quite so easily. According to Cicero, they even showed an impulse of compassion, a feeling that the beasts had something human about them. The result, Pliny tells us, was that the show backfired horribly.
Forgetting Pompey and his lavish display specially devised to honour them, they rose in a body, in tears, and heaped dire curses on Pompey, the effects of which he soon suffered.